The Delta Regional Authority is highlighting National Small Business Week, emphasizing the role of small business and its impact on the nation's economy. Federal Co-Chairman Chris Massengill joins me to share more about DRA's commitment to those owners and entrepreneurs. Chris, thanks for your time.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Well, the impact of small business on the economy is actively supported by the DRA. What does the investment into economic development look like for the agency?
Well, it looks good. And when you look at our region and you look at what makes up our economy, you know very quickly that it is about small businesses and entrepreneurship. They are the backbone of the region's economy, and that goes right in hand with the individual states within our region's economy as well. They play a huge role in our local economy. They play a huge role in job creation, and they play a huge role in keeping our communities vibrant. And that's why we have, in honor of the National Small Business Week, released our report. We have spent $4.2 million in investment funds for small businesses owners across the Delta region over the course of our investment cycle, because we know firsthand that small businesses are the lifeblood of the Delta economy.
In Northeast Louisiana, we've seen investments with an accelerator project in the past couple of years, just down the road in Ruston. How does DRA stay connected in those projects and remain involved in tracking progress of those?
Bob, that's a great question. We have been driving almost $600,000 worth of investments, in fact, into Louisiana over a short period of time, because we want to stay connected to those programs. So we see DRA's role as an opportunity to invest into those type of programs, like an accelerator. Those are wonderful programs that prop up, that provide support for budding ideas and for young entrepreneurs so they can mature that idea. And that's what we want to continue to put resources behind, so we can help create that idea where that entrepreneur becomes a business owner and scales that business and continues to hire more employees. And so we're always looking for ideas. We're always looking to work with local economic developers and community developers and business leaders when they look at how they do that. We are big supporters of the small business development centers around the region. They are a frontline advocate, and we've got a great relationship with the development centers there in Louisiana. They do great work.
You share that while regions can celebrate big manufacturing deals, you know, the multi-million-dollar investments, it's the expansion and investment in a small business that requires that same recognition. What do you hope to see in the region you serve, say, over the next several years?
What we're trying to advocate is that as we think about those economic development strategies, we need to celebrate with that same kind of enthusiasm. When we do a ribbon cutting, or we create a new idea, or we birth a new idea that could be the next Walmart, or could be the next big idea that turns into a scalable business that has the ability to export and to engage in international trade, because those businesses stay connected to our local economy. And so we want to continue to have programs, initiatives, resources available as an economic development strategy that really go hand in glove with the traditional economic development strategies of our business and industry recruitment and expansion.
The investment of the Delta Regional Authority and recognizing National Small Business Week. It's Federal Co-Chairman Chris Massengill. Chris, good to talk to you. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much. And we're going to continue to try to help create jobs, build communities, and improve lives. And we appreciate the opportunity.